serious problem here, because the halacha and the insurance companies and current medical practice are at variance. It always poses a special problem to Bnei Torah, who are in the business of caring for people. Doctors, of course, but Rabbonim no less. Let's finish off on Hilchos Bikacholim, right? Look, we're up to Zion, right? Now, you see, first of all, there seems to be a stira in the Machaber between Zion and, as we'll see in the next Shin Lamed Ches, you'll follow me, we'll jump to Shin Lamed Ches to point out this need for a Hezbollah. Omum lo shiitin daito alen yonov im hilvo o hivkid etzal acherim acherim hilvo o hivkid etzlo val yifachid mitnei zeh me hamoves. Was it? You visit a sick person and you happen to be an accountant, and the income tax time is coming up. And can you discuss with him, did you take care of your income tax? Okay, I'm sorry. When Shin Lamed Hei is Zion. You can speak to him about taking care of his business needs, business responsibilities. He shouldn't get the impression that what you're saying to him is, you better do it now or else. Right? In other words, you got to be careful not to give the impression that his illness is so severe that he may not recover. Okay? Now, if you jump to Chin Lamed Ches, Shin Lamed Ches, Vidu Achon, the case in Omum Lo. Not a lomus. What does that mean? You know, he may not know though. You know that he's critically ill, he's terminally ill. That's why he's put into Dini Harofi, supposedly. It's an accurate estimate. Omum lo hisvada. Say, it's time to say vidui. Omum lo, don't think I'm telling you to say vidui because you're dying. No. Have hisvadu velo mesu. Have shelo hisvadu velo mesu. Yischar shata misvada tochai. V'chol hamisvada yesh ochel olam haba. Meina yochol zvalas bepiv yizvada belibo. Meina yodeya lizvados. Ema omolo as a quickie formula. Emo misosi te kapor al kolavonosai. Now watch this next line. V'chol elu hadvorim ein omolo befnei am ha'aratzim. Lo b'fnei noshim, lo b'fnei k'tanim. Shema yivku, v'yishburu libo. You have to have people know how to put on the act. You have to be able to say to a fellow whom you know is going to be dead in a few hours, you have to give encouraging talk. but if his family surrounding him, you can't fool them. So they'll begin to cry. They begin to cry, he will, what? Yishbor eslibo. Sorry, I gotta back you up a little bit there. I try to put it all together as one concept here. Back up to Shin Lamed Zayin, and we'll put it all together. Chol Shemes Lomes Emodin also. Like man is a novel. By an onan. But we don't tell him. Shema titrav daito olov, vein koren chaluko, vein bochen, vein maspidin befonov, so yishbo libo, umashtikin es hamanachme miponov. What's that? Don't ask, don't tell. Two concepts that the Mechaber records. Titrav Daito, Yishbo Libo. Titrav Daito, I believe, is depression. Yishbo Libo is fear. Fear and depression are the allies of the Malach HaMavos. And therefore, you're required to lie. You realize this is totally at variance with current medical practice, legal practice. There's a movement on now, more movement, I mean, in medical ethics class, I gave them reprints of an attempt to change the law, to allow a doctor not to tell the truth. Why? They introduce now cultural variations. For example, American Indian or Mexican, if you tell the patient the severity of his illness, you are violating his right of privacy, because they believe that the patient should not know, for they're convinced if the patient knows, then a cloud of what of imminent death hangs over his head. Therefore, you tell his wife about, you tell a cousin about it, but you can't tell him directly. But nowadays we do, because the insurance company insists that the doctors share completely all information. Otherwise, you're violating the patient's right of privacy. To withhold information from a patient that you know or don't share with him is now interpreted legally as a violation of his right of privacy. Yet in halacha, it's also to do so. We have, I don't know if you know, in you people don't speak Yiddish, you're not familiar with the mores of our society. But no one ever suffers cancer among older Jews from Europe. They suffer from osomachle. Why? Then mentioning the name alone is a danger. Here's a real serious problem. Al pi halacha, you're supposed to keep away from the patient full information so that he doesn't lose courage. There's good medical advice here too, which they're not, I don't know if Chazal were aware of. I saw an interesting study at people who undergo bypass surgery successfully, often or usually go into depression. Why? Vinish, the fellow understands, a young man he's no longer, right? They had to take an artery from, a vein from the leg and stick it into his heart, right, to keep him going, so he knows he's a sick man. Some people, I'm a sick man, and then go ahead and live a normal life. Others go into depression. If you don't treat the depression, they show that the lifespan of the individual is reduced. So we're aware of mental components, or mental impacts, psychometric impacts, or psychophysical effects of the mind on the body. So I'll give you an interesting study published in Lancet by Phillips a few years ago. About this time of the year, it shows that the death rate of male Jews past the age of 65 is reduced for the 4 weeks before Pesach and picks up right after Pesach. They showed that the death rate of Chinese women before the lunar year, death rate drops and picks up right after the celebration. Their lunar year celebration is like our Seder, in which the oldest member of the family is given great kavod. And the claim is that the desire to live is sufficient to push off the Malach HaMoras. So I remember saying this to my wife, and she said, but they didn't report on the impact of the women before Pesach. Sure, it'll be the other way around. And it picks up before Pesach and then drops after Pesach. Yes. This is a factor here that you have just somehow incorporate in your understanding of how to deal with people. All right? Next. Ches. Back to Shin Lamed Hei. You have to have seichel when not to be kind the mitzvah bikacholim. Why? People suffering there just can't stand the light, they can't stand the company, they can't stand the speaking Right? They want to be left alone. You have to have enough seichel to know when a patient is better not to visit him. And he gives examples, right? Ela nechnosim beis hachitzon, v'sholim v'dokshim bo, v'msichin l'chabe l'rabis l'fon al v'chiyotze bo, ask whether he can be of any help, v'sholim sa'aro m'vakshon al v'rachmim, and you hear from his attendants, from his relative, right, what his status is, and then you must follow for him. M'vakshon choli over the kachov m'neidake sholim. Okay. What's the Chazal telling you here? We really should not be mevakir.
They don't have a concept of
bikur. Why?
If perhaps part of bikur, if part of bikur cholim is,
I'm sorry.
If part of bikur cholim is to induce a bidoy, then the concept is lost on a Gentile.
I think more than that. Part of the isa of a dezorah is to stay away from them.
Right.
In other words, like you have the isa of bishulakum, mishumis chatos, I don't want to be socially involved with them. When you visit the sick, that's a major involvement, major social involvement. But in Breda, Midake Shalom is better for the... B'Machal Shabbos, a doctor is B'Machal Shabbos for a Goyish patient. Why? It's also B'Machal Shabbos for a Goyish. Mishum Evo. What does that mean? If you don't treat them, they won't like us. And if you treat them, they like you. They'll like us anyway. Why are you playing games? So Mashver Zatzal said clearly, he said, you should understand, Mish Evo doesn't mean I don't want them to be angry at me. I want them to like me. Mishmeiva means I don't want them to kill me. Mishmeiva, he says, Pekuch Nefesh. He always gave the example. He said, imagine his town in Luban, there was one doctor, happened to be a Goy, but imagine there was a doctor who was a Jew. And a Goy took sick. And the doctor said, I'm sorry, he's a Goy, I can't go to take care of him on Shabbos. He says, by morning, there'll be a pogrom against every Jew in town. Mishum Evo is, they shouldn't hurt me, not they should love me. Here too, Midake Shalom is not because I want them to like me. Midake Shalom, I don't want them to hate me because they don't need any encouragement to hate a Jew. And if in their mind it would be an act of social impropriety, a neighbor is sick and you don't stop in to ask, right, they will then denigrate the Jew. And therefore, it's to our benefit to do it. And that's the only reason we do it. This is already a shayla that goes back to Hilchos Nida and Yud. Calling the yayim in a ish mishamesh as a isha, aval isha mishamesh as a ish. That's a shaila nowadays. We have it already. Male nurses and female nurses. The male nurses, we have a bunch of chum male nurses. We have chum PAs who are not exactly doctors. And the problem of treating a female, as it says, a nurse, a female nurse, a full nurse, can attend to the needs of a sick male patient. But a male nurse, and it specifies holy mayayim. Why holy mayayim? Because they need more intimate care. They have to help them go to the bathroom. The Taz, look at the Taz here, Gizab Sahezba. Vidake Moshe Nosan Tam de Prisus. She ish Meshamesh of the Keva, Bekinuach, Udvorm Keelu, Yosem Isha Ish, Kiyisro Shalish Godel Meshaisha. Obelini Rei says, Hatam de Becholem Ayayim, Tsurachola Harbe Pomeli, Sol Siu, Lokum Lasso Tsrochov. Nimsa Shayovo, Haisha, Hamashamesh, Isha, Holana Kzos, Ekishu, Kim the Messasik, the Gufa Tomid. Hashankin Beshacholi, Shain Sokla Kimo, Lusado Kokach. Our Isha Lish, Behol Gavne Muta. Was he telling you what kind of nursing does this patient need? He needs an intimate nursing where you have to wash her up, you have to clean her up. And that's not shayach. He says it's not proper for a man to take care of a woman that way. The other way around, we're not worried about it. Okay. And next, not strictly available, but strictly halacha that you need to know, and as long as it's here, we decided we should cover it too. Okay, explain the first sentence to me. Nitna hatorah reshus l'rofe l'rapos. What's he say? We'll say berapo yirape mikan shnit rishus l'rofe. What does that mean?
Otherwise, you would think that it would be usher to cause a wound.
Otherwise, what?
Otherwise, you would think it would be usher to cause a wound or to hurt another Jew.
No. Not so. I don't think that's the concern. No, because wounding, already the Rambam explains that the concept of wounding is derech nitzoyon. It's not called wounding if you're doing it for a person's benefit. That doesn't. It's in a different category. It's not the same thing. It is qualitatively different. That's not the issue. The big issue is theologically. Where do you get the chutzpah to hang up a shield, hang up a sign? I'm a doctor. You're sick. Come to me. I put up a sign that I'm a balmusel. You're sick. Come to me. But you're sick because you need musa. So Kodesh Baruch Hu should heal you. You think? What? Ani omes batomachaya? Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'll kill and you'll make him better. No. What kind of chutzpah? God made him sick. What kind of chutzpah? The Christian scientists are 100% right. It's also to go to a doctor. For what you're doing is, you're setting yourself up as more powerful than God. Comes Kodesh Baruch Hu and says, "V'rapo yirape, mikan shenitna reshus l'rofe l'rapos." Now you translate that as, because God set up a world based on natural law. And based upon natural law, people get sick. And based upon natural law, there are remedies to the sickness. That's how God set up his world. But you have to understand, if you get sick and don't go to a doctor, then you violate Kodesh Baruch Hu's natural law. That's no less a violation of halacha than Shabbos, Kashrus, etc. So therefore, you might think God makes sick and I make better. So you should know that if you don't take the prescription to a druggist, and when you come home, you say a capital tillim, the prescription won't work. You can't ask God to heal you without going to a doctor. But you can't ask a doctor to heal you without going to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the relationship we have. That's it. Nitnu Roshus L'Rofei L'Rapos. That took care of the theological dilemma. And therefore, umisrahi, right, ubekar pikuch nefeshu, v'monei asma l'areza shofer domin. Oh, you'll say, no, I'm a man of faith. And that's an old Yorubsha joke. The Europeans came to America with their concept of medicine. You people know what bunkus is? Anyone not know? You know what bunkus is? Copy. Okay? I've been struggling with a cold for some 10 days. That's because I didn't have anyone to give me bunkus. What's bunkus? Little glass cups. You heat them in an alcohol torch, an alcohol lamp, so that the air inside expands, right? And then you slap it against the person's chest, back, etc. And as it cools, suction, right, the heat, and then it puts a suction, and it draws out the poisons from the body. Everybody knows that.
It's making a comeback in the frummy world. It's making a little bit of a comeback.
Yeah? Okay. I remember my son became a doctor. I said, remember, if you get a Yorubsha patient, order bankers, or else you'll never make it in medicine. The whole thing's a baloney. And the bankers, because they heat, you know, leaves a burn mark, a circular burn marks on the skin. You believe in that? I can't tell you how many people believe in that. That takes out the poisons from the body. It's really a milder form of bloodletting. What was the whole idea of bloodletting is? That in the course of a month's time, the body builds up toxins. By drawing some blood out, you get rid of the poisons. If you now rely on bankers for pneumonia, which they did, that was the main treatment for pneumonia, right? Yareza shofer damim. As medicine advances and you know the human mind understands, then you have a chiv to go to doctors. My father was that's how he was. He was 90 years old that year, and the family doctor complained he hadn't seen him for some time. He didn't come in for a checkup. It's important he comes in for a checkup. He has diabetes. I remember my my father-in-law, when he was not feeling well, usually call me, arrange a doctor to see him right away, no problem. Yeah, he refused. He says, no, he says, I feel fine, I don't want to go to a doctor. He says, in English, says, I'm an old man, he says. If they will look, they will find. He says, now, Baruch Hashem, everything is fine. No sense of looking. Another attitude. But if you're sick, no breda, you must go to a doctor. Okay? Vatilo yeshlo mishi yirpeno hare lo shlo menakol odam zochel eschapos. What does that mean? Even if he has somebody who's knowledgeable, right? So he said, well, I'm going to somebody. I don't know what he means. Not a doctor. Because soon he gives the next line, you see a requirement that the doctor be a doctor. It says, Shalom mikol odam zochel eschapos. I think what the Mechaber is saying is that Kodesh Baruch Hu assigned medicine to doctors, you have to go to a doctor. Now, who's a doctor? I know many people play doctor. It's one of my favorite games. In my family, people have doctors there, but they wouldn't listen to what the doctor says until they check with me, but it's okay. Why? Because they know I'm a bit of a critic, and I do. I most likely, I'm far more recent in my reading on the subject than the doctor is, because he has no time. He has patients. I have students to have no bread. You got to keep up. Now here comes a problem. Explain that halacha. You cannot serve as a doctor in the presence of someone who's a better doctor than you. What does that mean? So in town, there can only be only one doctor. What's up, Shad? He shouldn't be only, there shouldn't be Lo Yisham Godel Moreno. But there are, we know, there are people, heads of department in teaching hospitals who have a far greater reputation than 99% of the doctors that you people go to. What does it mean? You must go only to the top doctor, otherwise you're violating the halacha, you shofar domim. Okay, so you have to understand. Ein ochalami. You talk about brain surgery? Yeah. I don't think you should go to anyone who says he's a neurosurgeon. You know there's special skills, etc. You have to look for the best doctor. But for appendectomy, it doesn't make a difference which doctor you go to. You assume he went to a medical school, right? And he's accepted in a hospital, and he's accepted to be a competent surgeon. He does an appendectomy as good as the best doctor in the world. There's no better way to do an appendectomy. That's if we have to realize that that's the feeling. For most normal things, all doctors are equally good. You get into a dilemma, you get into a problem, right? You don't understand what's happening. Right? Then you have to go search for the doctor. Otherwise, not.
We have the same sock for. We have the same rule for sock.
I'm sorry?
The Shulchan Aruch quotes the same rule for Derech HaPsak.
What? What do you mean?
In Choshen Mishpat, then it's in Yod. We find that if there's something in Yod, Gadol Mimenu B'Chachma.
In Choshen Mishpat, we do have a system of appeals, even, where you can go to a Bezdin before.
But in the beginning of Chodesh Mishpat, we're talking about Dayanim. So it's talking, that's where the complementary halacha is. That if you have a rabbi, if it's just looking in a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that's one thing. If you're passing a Shiloh,
it's of course. Yeah, that's for sure. Now get it. Vimri po shelo birshus bezdin chayovim b'tashlumin. Atelu im huboki. Vimri po birshus bezdin v'tor v'hizik poto b'dini odom b'chayim dini shemayim. Okay. Fellas, you, anyone doing the Daf Yomi or Sanhedrin? Okay. Anyway, right at the beginning, Daf Zayin or so, you have that halacha that a bezin shel tor is mishalei mikiso, right? Unless kiblu alayu, as a way you can get in sort of insurance from the people by saying, "Listen, people, I'll do the best I can, but I don't be held responsible." You can do that. Otherwise, you're responsible. And here you have the most difficult halacha. There's no good hesbel for this. Im hemis, we know the lo sheshogag, go la al yodo. Why? A shliach bezdin sheshogag is potter mikolos. Shliach bezdin, you sent your shamas to call someone to bezdin. And he didn't want to go. So the shamas picked him up by his ears, right, and schlepped him in. In that process, he tripped, hit his head on the pavement, and died. The Shri Bezdin is Potter from Golos. She also Bershus Bezdin. Then why Dr. Not? Difficult, I have no good husband. I'm posing the question, I have no good husband. Why is it that a doctor who does birshus bezdin, reports birshus bezdin, in hemis v'no delo sheshogag, go la'al yodo? Again, shlir bezdin would be potter from golus, but doctor is chayiv in golus. Okay, let's give a one attempt at a hezba. A shliach bezdin that the Gemara says is potim al agolos was assigned a specific task. I want you to do something. I want you to bring this man to bezdin. Therefore, he worked under that coverage, on that insurance coverage of what of reshus bezdin. A doctor is given a kind of a blanket reshus. I give you reshus to behave as a doctor. I didn't tell you to give him this prescription. I didn't tell you to do this kind of surgery on him. Therefore, it lacks the directness or immediacy of the heter bezdin with the meiser of the shogeg. Therefore, golos is still in place. To be a shogeg potom al golos, you have to have sort of bezdin holding your hand the whole time. And by doctors, it doesn't work that way. Doctor, they give a blanket reshus that gives you an area in which you can function. And if you therefore err in that area, it's still called a shogeg. But you can try some other hezbah, but that's the best I can figure out on this one. Okay, now next one is very important. That should close down Albert Einstein College of Medicine. Harofe also lito schar ha-chochmo va-limud, schar ha-torech va-batol le-muto. What's it, you normally, what's schar batol le-muto says is kishom le-kishuyim, right? You're not going to have many people apply to Albert Einstein. If they know the best they can get is minimum wage. So look how careful Muhammad is. What's the terrace that doctors give? Why they charge big fees? You know how many years I had to study? Pre-med, 4 years, residency, etc., etc., right? says clearly, Schach ha-chochma v'alimud, no good. You can't ask for that. Avo schach ha-torah v'avatolam mutu. Here the key issue is to define what schach batola is. As you know in the Gemara, schach batola of a meshev aveda, you can also ask for schach batola. So is batola also malocha or batola kishom mekishuyim? Right? Gemara has a machlokes. Schach also batola means I was an okay magolios. A guy who makes the holes in the pearls, and I earn $1,000 a day, right? Then that's how me also malocha, right? Schar batola, otherwise means minimum, what we call minimum wage today. Okay, next halacha, any momentus. Mi sheyesh lo samonim v'chavei v'chole v'tzorach lahem. You have a typo in your thing here? There's a typo here. There's Lohem, Lohem twice.
Yeah, I have twice also.
Yeah.
Same thing? Okay. Also lo lahalos b'demeyim yosem in aroyu. He has a drug that is in short supply. He has it available. Right? He managed to get some swine flu vaccine. You want it from him, he's asking for an exorbitant price. But it's also to do so, right? Below old. Atilu poskol obi de mayim harbe mevei tzorech hashor, shemotsu someone emel obi yodo, even though you agreed, you wrote a contract with him. Okay, I agreed, I gave him a check. I'm going to give him $1,000. Ein lo elo de mayim. Avol im hisna b'schach harofei harbe chayev litin lo shechachmoso mocho lo v'ino domim. Also for the doctor to do it. That's between the doctor and God. The doctor and you wrote a contract. You agreed. We have nowadays. I can't tell you how often I'm involved with you. They want a surgeon. Usually, wants some cancer surgery. Famous head of Sloan Kettering, gastrointestinal surgery, issue I had just now. Right. His fee is $50,000. That's his fee. Period. Fair, not fair, that's what he commands. Hey, I call him up, ask him to try an offer, etc. You made an agreement, you have to pay. Also for him, that's Dini Isu Beheto, right? Chayev Bayu, that's Dini Momeres. Dealing with a drug, I have this drug. That's a commodity. You went ahead and you set a price for the drug that's exorbitant, and I agreed to pay it. I said I agreed to pay it because I was an onus. You put a gun to my head. When it comes to my chokmah, right? Shechachmosa mosalo ve'ein lo domim, right? There is no price for that. A drug has a price. You don't own me. I don't want to do the surgery, period. Not the mood. You can't force me. Therefore, it's not a commodity. Or, as I like to remember it, the first case is dealing with an object. The second case is dealing with a subject. A subject has no price. An object has a price. Okay? what the Rebbe had, Shachem Taz tried to struggle with exactly what the language is. We know what it means, though. It's hard to fit into the words. What it means is that you have to pay, period. And it says, look at the Rama, V'yafa pi sheyesh mitzvah olam raposo, right? But so what? She called mitzvah asei that am yakul alma in mizdam no lechad lo rotsu lekayim ha'ele b'momon ei mutziyin ha'momon miyodo, meaning if you gave the money, he has it, you can't go to business and claim the man extorted the money from me. As you can, most likely under American law. Vein mafkiyin miyodo chiyur shalehen, that is where it's vague, we don't know exactly what the more means. Okay, we did already Shin Lamed Zayin and Shin Lamed Ches Aleph. Let's go to Shin Lamed Ches Beis. Seder Vidu Shchiv Mera Moedim Lefanecha Shemakai Vareg Amsai Shere Fuosi Misosi Biyotcha Yirotsu Mufanecha Shetirpaini Rufu Shvemo Vim Omus Tei Misosi Kapora Kol Chatorim Bavonus Upshorim Shvatosi Shavisi Shvashati Lefanecha Sein Chetki Begad Eden Vizakeni Lolam Abora Atsofon Atsadikim That's become customary. Now, if someone's going in to surgery where there is a high risk, then it's customary to say the vidui of Yom Kippur, the al-chetz. Okay, now we could come in more strictly into back to our Hilchos Avelos. Avelos starts a little earlier. I made that point with you many times, sitting with a family. One of the children, or a sister, or brother, will make a remark. No, I'm supposed to feel sad. I don't feel sad. That's called peremptory abelos. They were abelim already for the last few months, watching this person die. And they're all used up emotionally. They already knew he's dying. They knew she was dying. And all the empathy, all the pain that there was lived through already once. And now when it actually happens, there's a sense of relief that it's all over. That has to be recognized by our Rav. Go Michim Avelim, get a chance to sit and talk with the family. You have to be sensitive to that. When it's a sudden death, a fellow walking the street has a heart attack, that's one thing. A fellow's dying of cancer, or dying of liver disease, and you see the patient slowly, life force waning there, it's hard to say that the death was a note of tragedy. That then seems to be a release, and that has to be recognized. It's not a chesed in the avelim. It's a reality. Hagosei saleo kechai lechol dvarov. And here comes things that you shouldn't know about. I had it happen to me only once all these years. Close friend, neighbor, died on Shabbos. There are what can I tell you, acceptable aesthetics in how you're supposed to look when you die. What's looked upon as b'zoyon hames, that the individual should die with his mouth wide open, which is a common occurrence. Since the person at the end is trying to breathe last breath, he may have his mouth wide open when he dies. There. So minig Yisrael is to take a kerchief and you tie his mouth shut. Then in a little while rigor mortis sets in and it stays that way. Now you see that the person is dying and you go ahead and you want to close his mouth, so he shouldn't die with his mouth open. That's killing. Therefore he says, "En kosher mechoyo, ben sochan oso, ein madichan oso, ben pokas de kovov." Okay, that's part of the job of the Chevra Kadisha. They clean all the offices, the mouth, the anus, etc. Ben shomten akam itachtov, you don't take away the pillow from underneath him. Ben nosen oso al gabi chol, al gabi charses, al gabi adama. These are all things that you do after he's dead. That's called the hashkova. Well, I don't know if you're interested, we can run you through what Chevra Kadisha has to do. I should have something in print. I'll make available to you. They know sin al kreso, lo ka'oro, lo magrifo, lo sucha shamayim, lo gaga shamelech. All this is a little bit unknown to us, based upon some Kabbalah yonim. They mashmin olo vayoros, fein sochen chalilim mekononos. We don't make any premature announcement, like what was it Mark Twain said, right? The report of my death is premature. When someone published a newspaper and said Mark Twain had died, they thought he had died. Vein amtsin einov achetetzi nafsho. V'chol hama'amet imitzias ha'nefesh ha'reze shofer domim. Why? What can I tell you? A lot of this has been, I believe the proper hasbir is the person knows what you're doing. He may seem to be unconscious to you. The people saw that it was reported in New York Times, New England Journal of Medicine. I'll be giving it out to my medical ethics class today about people in deep coma, how they are able to respond to orders. Anyone remember picking it up? Okay, they had the people who supposedly had no ability to mentate, know what's happening about them. They've been in deep coma for months or years, and then they gave them instructions. Think of something pleasant. Remember when you're on vacation someplace. Yeah. And having electrodes all over the head, they knew which part of the brain is supposed to respond to pleasant sensations, unpleasant sensations, etc. And they showed that the person was responding to your orders. What it means, what you do about it, don't know. What it means, halacha l'maaseh, I do know. And that is, you never talk in front of a person who's alive as if he's dead. Period. One aloche, and I think in COVID ha'odom, you don't have a guy lying there and you talk as if he's a dead individual. He's not dead, therefore he's entitled to the cheretz, and how you talk to him, about him, etc.
What's the definition of a gosis?
classic definition, right? He's breathing like a ghostess for 3 days. Breathing like a ghostess means, okay, intercostal breathing, meaning that these muscles are working. By you, this muscle works, the diaphragm. These don't work. If God forbid you can't catch your breath, then the diaphragm is helped by the ribs heaving. That's where the word ghostess comes from. Nowadays, there's no such thing. Why? He's had trouble breathing. I put him on a ventilator. So that we really, not really, never, you don't never have a classic ghostess there. All we have is imminent death. Okay. But what classic called the ghostess is overpowered by our ability to give artificial respiration, right? We use a ventilator. Ven kogen v'lo cholzim v'lo maspidin olav v'lo machnisin imo oron l'bayis atche yomus ven poskin olav b'tzidik adin atche teisin. Why the Mechaba has to mention all these things, I don't know. But you're in a hurry, you have to go someplace, you have no time. So we'll take care of him as if he's dead. He'll be dead anyway in a little while, so it doesn't make any difference. So we get all ready while I have to go off someplace. We have chance to run through this next thing, but there'll be a lot of questions you should have. Yeshomun den chotzim lo kever afapi shein imo b'bayis adach hashayomus. You don't prepare the grave until after he dies. What me chotzim lo kever? I mean, we know that people buy plots in cemeteries decades before they hope to have to use it. That's not opening the grave. meaning now that's already in yoni of Kabbalah, of Shadim, etc., etc. Now comes the critical point in halacha. V'chein also ligum l'mas sheyomos mehera k'gan mishu gosei zman oruch v'o yuchal liparid. English translation, euthanasia. Also lishome takar v'aksus mitachtov v'koach sheomrim sheyesh notos miksas ofo shagomum zeh. A superstition that some feathers of a bird prevent the Malach HaMoves from finishing his job. V'chein lo yezezenim emkomo. V'chein also lo shum mabtechos beis haknesses sachas hosho tishi yiporeid. Okay. That's why we use now Shabbos locks, so you shouldn't have any keys to have around there. אבל אם יש שם דבר שגורם עיקר ביציאס הנפש, שיש סומך לא סובייס כל דופק, על חוטי ועצם, או שיש מלח על ראשונו, ואילו מעקפים ביציאס הנפש, מותר להסיר משום, דיין בזה מייסה כלל, אלא שמייסר המונע. There you got a sugya that we can spend 2 weeks on. But I just told you can't do anything to hasten his death. But if there's something that preventing his death, you can stop the preventative. That's not called hastening. What kind of game are you playing? You shouldn't do anything to hasten his death. Right? He has a pillow with feathers in it that are keeping him alive. You can't take that away. Right? But, what? Expression gosei is also ligabo. You'll hear it over and over again. Time to permit to do finish it, this topic. It's a critical topic. What does it mean? Gosei is also ligabo. So he's in a hospital. And he defecates, he's lying in his filth, you can't touch him. What kind of nonsense? Also legal meaning, except for his own benefit, except for what's good for him. Here he says what? It's good for him to die. We'll have to explain how that developed. And he has what? Gagas or Melech under his tongue. So you can remove the Gagas or Melech, but don't touch him. Very good. Fine. Also legal. So I've removed the Gagach and Melech, I'm also legal. So you have to understand these expressions is not halachas. The halacha has to be developed now, so what do you do? Okay, here's where we'll stop here. Let's pick this up next week.